soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on August 24th, 2015. It's amazing to take the Lord at His word, believe every single thing the Lord has said, it is absolutely true, and humble yourself, walk with Him, listening to Him, and doing as He directs by faith. What a tremendous blessing it brings. All the blessings that are written in the scripture, soundness to your flesh, joy, peace, blessing, long life, length of days, no sorrow with it, but you have the blessing of the Lord. If you go through hardship, you have the comfort of the Lord, but you have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Ladies and gentlemen, look at everything from the Lord's perspective. This is not about religion. This is about the kingdom of God, where God truly rules and reigns. And God, under His authority and His kingdom that's manifested in the earth, has many usurpers, has many violators, has many thieves and criminals. There are wolves that wear sheep's clothing. There are hypocrites that act as disciples. There are religionists, professionals, that are con men, that harm people, ruin people. There are errors and falsehoods. But there are mighty judgments of the Lord being manifest in our day against these things. Who will hear the voice of the Lord and hearken and fear Him? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To despise the Lord is the end of foolishness. Listen to the Lord. Draw near to the Lord, and He'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. And purify your hearts, double-minded, double-souled people. You have two lives. You have one foot in the kingdom, one foot in the world, one foot trying to do after God, and one foot just whatever you want to do. You're going to have to make a decision who you're going to follow, who's going to be your Lord, who you'll serve. But serve the Lord. His mighty judgments are being manifest today in many different things as God judges the idols and the gods and the vanity of the earth. But you can put your trust in the Lord and be comforted for these things. And here's what I want to relay to you. It's an amazing thing. Whoever you are, if you've been called by the Lord and you respond, you come to Him and you partake of all His bounty, His grace, His kindness, His tender love, and you sit at His feet and listen to His voice and learn His voice and learn of Him, follow Him, He's going to show you every single thing that's coming. There won't be any surprises. And if you truly make Him Lord, where He's Lord over where you live, He's Lord over what you do, He's Lord over what spouse you choose, and who you associate with, if you truly make Him the Lord and let Him guide you and direct you in all manners of life, what to buy, what to sell, where to live, what to do, He will protect you. Not a hair on your head will perish. And I recall in 2006, right as I was put on international platform to speak in the name of Jesus and share from my heart elements of how God indeed does judge and how He delivers and how we need to do these things. Pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow the Lord. And we needed to ask things because mighty judgments were coming. I know that I know that I know. And others have known that they knew that the Lord was going to judge and bring manifest great, mighty, powerful judgments that were shocking. We've seen things with quakes. We've seen things with weird weather. Economic situations have taken place, and they're underway again, even today. But to the flock of the Lord, there's no surprise. He's already told us. And in recent times, the Lord has shared with me from James 2:23 about Abraham, the testimony that he received. He was called the friend of God. Abraham, a man, believed God, and he was counted, it was righteous. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. Believe God. And when you don't believe God, it's insulting to him because he's absolutely trustworthy. He's absolutely faithful, true. That's why we have to humble ourselves as children and believe. Yes, Lord, whatever you say. And as a dear little child, as a dear child, we walk with him and imitate our Father and follow the example of our Lord and let him truly be the life that's within us. It's no longer us that lives, it's Christ who lives in us. Galatians 2:20. This isn't religion. This is the faith. It's of the kingdom of God, of Jesus Christ. And he's judging the idols. He's reproofing the error of that everything that's detestable, everything that's contrary to him, the ways that are not his ways, and the thoughts that are not his thoughts, he's reproofing. So choose the fear of the Lord. It's clean. It's peaceable. It's joyful. It's blessed. And it's wonderful to know from the Lord because you're his friend. Jesus said in John 15, verses 14 through 15, read it. If you keep his commandments, you're his friend indeed, see? And he said that all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you, which is very, very profound. You look at the Greek. Jesus says all the things that I've perceived in by the hearing, I've made them known unto you. No surprises, ladies and gentlemen. There are specific things that the Lord is doing every day, moment by moment, and there's regions that have been called by God to be under judgment, and there's other regions and places that he has as refuges or shields, or even in the wilderness, a place of refuge. This is why you've got to be led by the Lord, where to go, where to live, what to do, how to work, who to associate with, who to marry. These are very important things because you want to have godly alliances and you want to choose the fear of the Lord and have the Lord in your midst and how to have fellowship with true believers, men of like spirit and like mind that are following the example of Apostle Paul, for example. Mark those that walk like Paul. God's judging right now. This is a word that I shared on April 28, 2006. Listen, God is now standing up to judge. He's going to send multiple cataclysmic judgments suddenly and at the same time. And though he sends signs from the heavens and the earth below, earthquakes, volcanoes, storms, winds, heat and cold, though he sends a lack of food and water, pestilence, plagues, and wars, though there's political oppression and tyranny, the majority of the masses will refuse to repent. They will not. God will extract through the judgments a few souls in repentance. They will be broken and sincere hearts that tremble at God's word. But the multitudes will insist upon rolling with the punches. They will band together and fortify insolent opposition to the Almighty God. And they reject his call to repent and believe upon Jesus Christ. The harsh, steady impudence of humanity will increase with the escalation of God's fierce judgments. The Spirit of God gives witness that as God's holy, righteous judgments unfold in increasing vehemence, so too will be the hardening of the rebellious hearts of the rebellious peoples. The clash between God and the disobedient will heighten to the point of a literal battle. The Scripture prophesies an actual war instigated against God as the deluded kings of the earth and religious system repugn the supremacy of the great King, the Almighty. That's Psalms 2, Revelation 17:4, and Revelation 19:19. Now then, God is judging because he has been provoked to great wrath. He has given Jesus, raised him from the dead, given the Holy Spirit, the Scripture, faith, grace, and repentance. And God says, "What else could I have done?" Isaiah 5. God is furious that after all that he has done for mankind, He is shamefully treated. For his love, he's offered contempt. He's a great king. Where's his honor? Where's his respect? Malachi 1. The Spirit of God bears witness that indeed God has hurled his judgment into the earth. It is inbound. Now the Spirit of God instructs his watchmen to tell the people why he's done this. Understand this. God is love, but his love has been spurned. He has been provoked. God recorded in the scripture his dealings with Israel, his own people. How that after he had delivered them through the Passover, representing Jesus Christ, the innocent sacrifice, taken them through the Red Sea, representing submersion into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, gracious, miraculous provisions in the wilderness, again, symbolic of Jesus, our proficiency. The majority of the masses provoke God to great wrath. Great wrath! To the point that God sought to destroy them and overthrow them in the wilderness. Make no mistake about this. This was written for your warning. You, O people, were to learn from the erring ways of the ancient forefathers. Do you think that anyone can commit the same evils as ancient Israel and escape the same judgment? God specifically said in 1 Corinthians 10 that his dealings with Israel in the wilderness was written for everyone's admonition and learning. It is clearly stated, don't be ignorant. Read this passage again. Note the sins. Again, I'm telling you why God is judging. The children of Israel sinned in the wilderness by lusting after evil things. They were idolaters. They ate and drank and rose up to play. They committed sexual immorality, fornication, adultery. They purposely tested God. They murmured against God. And God has provided liberty from corruption through death and resurrection of his own son, Jesus. To carelessly and brazenly sin against God is to lie against the truth of God. He will not tolerate it any longer. The cup of iniquity is filling up. The stubborn continue to reject the voice that speaks from heaven. So this is why God is judging. There's no escape outside of repentance and faithful abiding in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:25. And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." Revelation 14:7. Has not the Spirit of the Lord declared that God will interrupt our typical day, our own programs of the secular world, the worldly world, the evil world, and even the religious, hypocritical world of religion? God is making it known how he feels. The land will shake, the heavens will shake, everything will be shaken that can be shaken. This is the time to watch and pray and be found faithful doing what the Lord would call you to do. Blessed is that man, but woe unto those that think his master delayed his coming. Because the Lord of that servant, that slothful, wicked, unbelieving servant will come in an hour that he thought not and sever him in two and give his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For the righteous ones, the ones that love the Lord and have picked up their cross daily and have denied their own soul to do his will and to follow him, they are grieved like Lot. They are grieved over the abominations of the earth. They are grieved over the harlotry of the religious system that's filled with abomination and lust and worldliness and idols. And they've cried out to the Lord, "How long, O Lord, dost thou not judge?" And the Lord has garmented himself in a garment of vengeance and is bringing forth judgments in the earth, because the house that is called of the Lord must receive judgment first before the wicked. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, wherewithal shall the ungodly appear? It's in 1 Peter. Praise the Lord for his righteous judgments. Praise the Lord that he exposes evil wherever it is. All the liars, all the deceit, all the delusion and deception is being exposed. Seek the Lord, listen to his voice, do what he says. Prepare. Prepare as God had Noah prepare. For as God brought catastrophic deluge of waters that flooded the earth with judgment as the wicked were drowned, not even knowing it was coming. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, building and planning and buying and selling all the things, and never knew until the day came that the waters came and took them all away. But Noah was warned. God protected Noah. God delivered Lot. God delivers the righteous, even as he will now. But you must be abiding in him, being found faithful. Be where he's called you to be. Be doing what he's called you to be doing. Be saying what he's called you to be saying. Share the love of the Lord in these last days. Praise the Lord. They are ominous. They're mighty. We haven't seen anything yet. Great darkness, gross darkness shall come into the earth. Greater than that was in Egypt. That was the darkness of that hour. It was so dark it could be felt. The light we need is one light, and it's the light of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. He is the light. The Lord is my salvation. He's my light. The Lord, he will lighten your path in the time of darkness. Make sure the light that is within you is light and no part darkness. For you shall have a lamp, will be a great light, and you'll see everything clearly. No stumbling, no obstacles, no snares. And you'll walk plainly, simply with the Lord through to the end. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. And it's To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. August 24th, 2015, a day of great volatility in the stock market. Actually, worldwide global markets plummeting, falling, breaking through supports and hitting key figures in the market, bouncing somewhat, but extremely volatile, whipping back and forth. Stock market since August 11, 2015 has literally dropped to 2,200 points. Let's read some of the stories that are outlining this. Wall Street Journal, Dow Industrials tumble nearly 600 points amid global market sell-off. U.S. stocks tumbled on Monday and the Dow Jones Industrial Average ending down nearly 600 points as growth fears sparked a global sell-off. The blue chip benchmark dropped as much as 1,089 points in the first 6 minutes of trading before partly recovering, as traders said mutual funds and other investors began stepping in to buy up beaten down stocks. Remember, this is how it's reported and stated. Traders said stock trading volume for Monday is on track to be even higher than on Friday, which was the largest volume day since October. The Dow Jones Industrials ended the tumultuous session down nearly 600 points, or 3.6%. Traders attributed the early morning drop in part to big investors scrambling for ways to protect themselves against losses outside the U.S., as well as to cascade of triggered stop-loss orders. There you go. Stop-loss orders are designed to protect investors by instigating a sale once a stock falls to a certain level. They are typically used by brokers who manage money for retail investors. The Dow's tumble marked its largest one-day point decline ever on an intraday basis as intensifying growth fears spark steep stock market losses worldwide. Let's repeat that. Listen, the Dow's tumble marked its largest one-day point decline ever on an intraday basis as intensifying growth fears sparked steep stock market losses worldwide. Large retail brokerage hosted calls with their regions of financial advisors, encouraging calm and possibly buying beaten down companies. Mutual funds and hedge funds also began scooping up stocks and traders said. When a big sell-off comes, it tends to be herd mentality, said Ryan Larson, a head of U.S. equity trading for RBC Global Asset Management. But once that herd gets out of the way, there can be some very good buying opportunities. Let's read another story. Stocks down more than 3% in volatile trades, CNBC reports. U.S. stocks plunged on Monday, closing off session lows in high-volume trade as fears of slowing growth in China pressured global markets. I think we probably rallied too fast. A lot of people that covered their shorts got their shorts covered, said Peter Coleman, head trader at Convergix. He noted that the Dow was still trading several hundred points off session lows and that a close better than 500 points lower would be a good sign. The market's going to be focused on China tonight to see if they come on tonight with something that could be considered a viable way to stimulate growth in that economy, said Quincy Crosby, market strategist at Prudential Financial. I want to say so much, but I'm going to use control on my words. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to look with your own eyes. You've got to discern and perceive. Once the ship strikes the iceberg and it's taking on water, you better put on a life preserver. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended nearly 600 points lower than after trading in wide range of between roughly 300 to 700 points lower in the minutes leading up to the close. In the open, the index fell as much as 1,089 points, making Monday's move its biggest intraday swing in history. In midday trade, the index paired losses to trade about 110 points lower. That's called volatility, whipsaw. And here's another related story by The Independent. Quote, stock up on canned food for stock market crash, warns former Gordon Brown advisor. Let's read it. A former advisor to Gordon Brown has urged people to stock up on canned foods and bottled water as stocks markets around the world slide. Damian McBride appeared to suggest that the stock market dip could lead to civil disorder or other situations where it would be unreasonable for someone to leave the house. Quote, advice on the looming crash. Number one, get hard cash in a safe place now. Don't assume banks and cash points will be open or bank cards will work, he tweeted. Crash advice number two, do you have enough bottled water, tinned goods, and other essentials at home to live a month indoors? If not, get shopping. Crash advice number three, this article states, agree a rally point with your loved ones in case transport and communication gets cut off somewhere you can all head to. Mr. McBride credited his former boss, Gordon Brown, with preventing a cataclysm by nationalizing the banking system during the 2008 crash. We've seen this before. We were close enough in 2008 if the bank bailout hadn't worked, he said, and what's coming is on 20 times that scale. Ladies and gentlemen, repeat that. This is from someone that has managed markets and counseled national leaders. We're close enough in 2008 if the bank bailout hadn't worked, he said, and that what's coming is on 20 times that scale. Financial markets are unstable and periodically suffer crises, which can have devastating consequences for the wider economy. The Shanghai Composite Index, China's most important stock market index, was down 8.45%, erasing a year's gains in a day's trading. Now, let me point out something. What's called shorting. Typically, people understand the concept you buy low and sell high, and that is how you gain in profit. Shorting is exactly the opposite transaction process. You sell high and buy back after it's low. And you notice that it drops far more rapidly than it increases. But Unfortunately, the general public does not know how to short or how to buy put options that also increase in capital on a decline market. The other day, recently, a true story by me, the reporter Trevor Davis, was talking to someone whose parent had died, and the funds were held with a bank being managed. But there was no way to get out of the market, no way to sell. So meantime, all that equity that the parent had earned was going to be subject to the decline of catastrophic market failure without a way of exit. Isn't that interesting? That's like having a house on fire with all the doors and all the windows locked and you're stuck inside to be burned to death. Ladies and gentlemen, have an exit strategy. And understand that the market has changed, the trend has changed, and there's people that are buying puts and that are shorting the market. And when it bounces, they put the sell order in and we'll have lower highs and lower lows. Lower highs and lower lows. The market's going down. Let's get back to the stories. Mr. McBride, the previous consultant to Gordon Brown, leader of the British suggestions about stocking up on canned goods, setting rallying points, and stocking up on bottled water were ridiculed by some users on Twitter as over the top, however. Better to be prepared than not to be prepared. Mr. McBride was special advisor to Gordon Brown and head of communications of the Treasury for a period during the last Labour government. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is Trevor Davis today on August 24th, 2015, with a few comments of the Sounding the Alarm broadcast. This is an event that is taking place today that may be very far and wide. And if you look at the recent broadcasts that have been broadcast from soundingthealarm.com, you'll see that the Lord said he was going to send sudden judgments, great and far, high and low, mighty. Fear the Lord. And the beauty and the wonder of trusting the Lord and not having your heart and passion set on things of this earth, because they're going to pass away. But as you keep your focus on the eternal, that the Lord is your provider, not your bank account, not your job, not your spouse, not your this or that. The Lord is your healer, not your doctor. God is here, present, for those that will look to him and trust him. Blessed is the man whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the man who will put his trust in the Lord and not after Egypt or the things of the world or of man. In these last days, as we go through these difficult times, the Lord is preparing you. So to seek him, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and lay down your life. Do not fear, but trust the Lord. Let your confidence be in the Lord, and you will eat your bread in quietness. Even in times of great obscurity and oppression and lack and fear, you can have the confidence and the peace and the joy of the Lord with your prayers answered, with the Lord walking with you through the midst of this. He will make you lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside the still waters, and his rod and his staff will comfort you. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, the Lord is your shepherd. Delight in him. Listen to his voice. He will show you what's coming. Do what he says. Yes, Lord, whatever you say. He's bought you with the precious blood of Jesus. You don't have anything to fear. No one can pluck you out of the Father's hands. But all these things that have been written by all the holy apostles and prophets and even Jesus Christ himself and the true disciples and friends of God, what they're declaring is surely going to come to pass completely, absolutely. But you can put your trust in the Lord and be kept safely through all these events that are mighty and profound from the Lord. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com. with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.